Good morning. I'm Jeff Motes. KFOR Sports. The Nebraska volleyball team season drew to a close in the NCAA Elite Eight in Omaha on Monday afternoon. The Huskers fell to Texas 3-1. Husker coach John Cook reflected on the year full of obstacles, including COVID-19.
Been a weird season. And so, you know, I was just quiet and there wasn't much emotion. And just this whole thing is what I told them. You know, I'm really proud of how they've handled it because they've handled a lot better than I have. But they've done a tremendous job all the way since fall, you know, of handling this and the start stops.
Nebraska finishes the season at 16-3. Nebraska football team was back at practice Monday. Afterward, members of the media got the chance to talk to outside linebackers coach Mike Dawson on what things could look like heading into the fall.
I think it's ever-changing. It's going to go from the spring into training camp and then into the fall, and we'll probably still be fluid week to week, game to game.
Huskers are back at practice today. Nebraska men's basketball team, they get a transfer in 6'7 forward, Keon Edwards from DePaul University. They'll have another 4 years of eligibility left beginning next fall. Major League Baseball Monday night, Kansas City fell to Tampa Bay 4-1, but Danny Duffy recorded his 1,000th strikeout of his career, becoming the sixth Royal all-time to reach that mark. Game two of the series is tonight with coverage starting at 6:30 here on KFOR. And former Kansas City quarterback Alex Smith has retired after making an improbable comeback from a gruesome broken leg while he was at Washington, saying that he was ready to leave the NFL, but believing he is still able to play. Smith earned AP Comeback Player of the Year honors while at Washington for getting back on the field this past season, 2 years removed from an injury that required 17 operations. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.